The main reason, I think, from putting on the metal roof is the snow tends to slide off, and if we get pretty deep snow here, well, it puts a lot of weight on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes have to get up and shovel that snow off.
Okay.
No, we've never had to with this one, and they tell us that it's substantial enough that it should never get enough snow on it to...
Yeah. A good roof. This is an interesting house. Could you tell me what some of the areas are called in it? This is definitely not, well, not typical from where I'm from. It's not sectioned off the same way, but what do you call these rooms?
Well, this... Some people would call this a great room, I think.
This whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It contains the living room area, the dining room area, the den and family room.
Right. If you were to break, what would that be called? I just heard you say a couple things, but I'm
that,
not
that
sure.
Would be the living room area over
okay.
there.
Okay.
And the dining area is back this way.
Okay. Is there something behind this?
Yeah, this, right behind this, is the utility room.
Okay.
There's a pantry before you get to the utility room.
Okay, so you have a pantry. Is the utility room where you do washing and stuff like that?
Have a washer and dryer and a...
Okay. Maybe a sink or something.
Yeah.
Then this would be the den?
Yeah.
And that's a... There's two bedrooms there.
Okay.
One of
them.
Yeah.
Bigger doors
closed.
Well, that's a closet or something.
Yeah, it's a linen closet. Faber McGee.
Oh, really? Faber McGee.
You don't know Faber McGee. You're too young.
I've heard the name, but...
Well, he was on radio years ago, and yeah. he'd always open that door, and his wife, Molly, was telling him, "Don't open that door," and he did. And it all tumbled out. And you could hear it on the radio.
I have that from, well, I know that from the Flintstones. Fred used to go in there and the bowling ball would always come down. All right. But I'm sure yours isn't like that.
Don't look.
is this a lot different from the house you grew up in as far as the layout of it, you think?
Oh, yes.
This is pretty atypical, I would think, in this area.
This is original. He designed it and built it.
Really?
Most of the houses that lived in during my childhood were not near as roomy as this. And
mm-hmm.
Part of the time, the whole family slept in one room.
Wow.
Might have a sheet partition or something of the sort between the beds.
Yeah.
Might not have.
Wow. You said you have a living room. Do people call those other things around here? Do you usually hear it called a living room or
front
something
room.
Else? Front room?
Yeah, front room or living room is primarily what they're called.
Ever hear it called a family room, or would that be something else?
That would be more like this, more like a den.
Yeah, I think
what we have downstairs.
What's called the family room in this area would be this.
Okay,
more like area here.
Okay. I see you have yourself a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use it much?
Quite a bit.
Really?
And it get cooler than this, though.
Oh, yeah.
You see, it has air intakes down there at the bottom.
Yeah.
And there's motors in there, electric fans that